Okay, one thing I am going to ask though, at least, and I probably should say this when more people are in, but these chat sessions are starting to be transcribed by Hope, who's on the list, which is very, it's very nice of her to do that. And one thing that she asks is that we at least say our names once through the session so that she knows who's talking, so she doesn't have to put unknown male or unknown female.
Well, that's good. That's common sense. And if you're in a group, you usually identify yourself anyway, so we should have a habit of doing that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have Eileen and Jim in here. Jim is the male voice, and Eileen is the female voice. Eileen, go ahead with your questions.
One that just happened to me now, and actually it's not specifically a GPS question. I'm finding, actually, ever since I got my Empower back from Humanware, that it sticks a lot. I get in the middle of a file, it could be GPS or something else, and I can't move things. So I realize this is a little bit off topic, but Chris, should I try doing a hard reset, or do you have any general advice? I have called tech support. And I took a lot of junk off my flash disk, so I have more memory now, but it still hasn't helped the problem that much.
Okay, first of all, how much memory do you have on your flash disk remaining? And do you have a lot of memos on your flash disk?
Don't know how much memory, because right now I'm stuck again. I can't get out of where I am. But no, I have absolutely no memos at all.
Okay, are you sure about the memos? Because I've done this where I've accidentally hit the record button and not realized it.
Well, I'm not sure about much of anything. But I don't think I have anything in there. So what would I do? I'd go to director. Tell me what to do.
Go to File Manager, go to Directory, select Flash Disk, select My Memos, and see if you have anything in there. If you have anything in there and you know you have not made any memos, you can just go ahead and delete them.
Okay, right now I just can't get anywhere. So let me see. Let me see what I can remember of my other questions, because I can't even move this silly thing now. When I'm in a building, specifically a church, I have switched on my GPS receiver, and this is. I know because before I left for church, I had done the, I'd made sure that it was connected and all that stuff, and it was working fine. But consistently, when I'm in church and I switch on that receiver, I get, your receiver is not connected messages. So I guess my question is, would I be better off, or should I turn the receiver on in church and wait till I get outside to see what's happening? Or just not even turn the thing on at all until I get outside. This is the only building where I've ever had this problem. It's an old brownstone building. I don't know if that makes a difference.
It shouldn't make a difference. Are you turning the receiver on first, then turning the Braille note on, and then waiting, say 15-20 seconds, and then going into the GPS? Because that actually happened to me today, and I was in a hurry, and I got the GPS not connected message. One thing you can do is unpair and repair the receiver. That might help. But if it's consistent in the building, it might be something within that building. I would try it when you get outside.
Don't forget, you're in God's house, so I don't think it would work in there.
Oh, the messages that God sends me can be incredible. But yes, Chris, I am doing everything as, turning the receiver on first, waiting once I turn on the Empower. I'm doing all that. And yes, that's exactly what I've had to keep doing is repairing the redoing the connectivity all over again. So I guess what I'll just wait to do is turn the thing on outside because let's see, is that that's I think that's what I did today and it actually did work. But it's just curious to me that this particular building is the only one where I've had this extent of a problem.
give that a try and see what happens. Hello, Robert, Bob.
Hi, can you hear me okay? I'm using a different computer.
You're a little faint, but we can hear you. I just wanted to throw out something. I was in Michigan last week, as some of you may know. I was at a camp in Michigan doing an event, GPS event, kind of like our Wayfund, where people would come. The first day we did orientation and mobility specialists, teachers for the visually impaired, taught them how to do the GPS. And then the next day, other regular normal users came in and we did the same thing we did the first day. We taught them how to use the GPS, and then we took them out with the GPS and found points of interest, created routes. One time we were looking for this pub and or this bar and grill, and one of the exercises was to get dropped off a few blocks away in groups of two at different locations, and we managed to find our way to the pub or the bar and grill. Some people created routes, some people did the getting warmer method, some people used a little bit of both methods. And then the next day we went to Meijer Gardens and we were able to feel bronze sculptures. They let us go on and feel there's several acres of these sculptures that are marked in the point of interest database that somebody had done previously. And we were using the getting warmer method to find these sculptures, and it would give us a description of the sculpture, how big it was, if we had to find a little path to get to the sculpture, if there was any overhanging things that might hit you in the head when you're going up to the sculpture. The descriptions of these points of interest that were done were quite good. And then the last thing that we did, which was a Saturday, it wasn't really organized. We basically, from the camp, went to a local store that they knew about. And then once we all met up at the store, we split into groups and raced each other back to the camp using the off-road dirt trails, which was really kind of cool. And then one thing that happened to me, which was really cool, was on Sunday I was going to the airport, and I actually wrote about this on the list. I got to the airport, and my flight was canceled because of the weather in Chicago. Well, here I am with my GPS, you know, as the gate agents were looking for reservations or looking for hotel reservations, the cheapest one. I'm scrolling down the hotel points of interest, and I was able to ask them, is this the hotel on such and such a street? Had an idea of how far it was, could create a route to it. And when the shuttle took me there, I knew where I was going, which was very nice.
Yes, I've also, whenever I go to a new town now, it just is very neat to have an idea of what's around. Makes a huge difference.
Any questions about the trip?
Yes, I'd like to know what happened after you all got to the pub.
Actually, nothing. It was just a meeting place. And my partner and I were the first ones to show up, you know, to meet everybody there. And we were the only ones that went into the pub or bar and grill or whatever you want to call it and verified that it was, in fact, where we thought we were supposed to be.
Now, seriously, this is Eileen. It sounds like a great experience for everybody. And I hope there'll be more of them throughout the country.
Well, it's nice for the the TVIs and orientation and mobility instructors to see end users actually using the product, so that they know that it is GPS in general. Trucker was represented, and Sendero was represented as well. And for the orientation and mobility instructors, it was good to see for them to see that there are actually blind, visually impaired users using this stuff, and it's not, you know, just a marketing hype.
Exactly, and it sounds like you had a nice balance without really getting overwhelming to people. Sounds great.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
May I ask another question?
You may.
Okay. This actually is just as much for anybody who may have joined us here. I and this is before I put the patch in for 4.02, so I don't know if that's a factor or not, but I found that I was following a vehicular route, and let's say that in the course of that I wanted to check my GPS status. Okay, so I did that, and I'm using my Braille display exclusively here. So when I would go back and look at where I I can't do this. I'm getting lost with my words here. Whatever the last command that I had put in, for example, checking my GPS status, was always at the bottom of my Braille menu. And I'm just wondering if this is common for Braille or if I'm still having a unique problem.
No, if you pass through, if you pan extremely to the, you know, to the extreme right, if you pan past the text that you're reading, you will see the previously executed command.
Okay. Then that's normal. All right. By the way, I just checked my memos in my directory, and all it said was when the file was created, like January something or other, but it didn't give me any indication that there was anything in my memos, if that's what I was supposed to look up.
Oh, I'm sorry, you were supposed to enter my memos, so hit enter on it and then go to the list of files. The space with I or read with I on a QT does not give you the folder size when you're pointing to a folder.
All right, let me see if I can unstick this, and I'll check that out while people go on.
Chris, what did the 4.02 patch fix? Is there a major change with that patch? Or?
Actually, the latest patch is 4.01, and it fixed some Braille display menu issues, and I'm not exactly sure what else it fixed. I think it was something else related to that, but I don't remember offhand.
All right, I'm at the point, Chris, where it says list of files in, I guess in my memos. I think it's stuck again. So at this point, can I do a cord I to see what my space is?
Oh, just hit your space bar and see if there are any files in it.
Ah, it's stuck again. I just did a reset with the button, and it's the thing is jammed on me again. All right, let me see what I can do. All right, it says 20271811307, and then it says then when I read it before, it said something about a WAV file.
That's one memo that you have in there.
Well, that's cool. All right, so I'll get rid of that, and I'll be right back.
Chris, one thing I did recently that was kind of neat, and the end user was really excited about it, is I used the system access software. It used to be FreedomBox, but it lets you remote access computers remotely to actually download all the upgrade files from Sendero for them using their computer, but working from my home. And assembled everything in a BN card folder on their C drive, and then just copied it to their card reader, and they talked them through the install. I got the whole thing done in a couple hours without even leaving the house.
Yes, that is cool. I've played with System Access. I've played with it, the remote feature from one PC to another PC, like you're talking. I have not done it. Like, did they have System Access running on their PC as well, or how did that work?
We signed up for that thing. I think it's $99 a month, where we could work on people's computers to get rid of viruses or whatever. In fact, one I worked on was 300 miles away. But anyway. So all you do is email them a remote incident, an email that lets them then all they have, you type in a keyword, and then they type in control shift backspace, and then type the same keyword for security reasons, and then you've got control of their computer. But the neat thing for training is that not only are you doing the work for them, but they can be listening in and hear exactly what you're doing so that they have a feel for what's happening, and you can interact either over the phone or using Skype. I generally, so far, I've just used the phone while you're working through the whole process. And I put all his maps on, you know, map of California, all the audio manuals, and the you know, text, got him up and running, installed the GPS, and so within, you know, within one afternoon we had the whole thing done. He was really happy with it.
That does sound very cool.
Chris, I'm not able to hear. I can hear you, but that's all. So I've missed that whole dialogue.
Bob, try speaking again and see if Eileen can hear you.
So right now, I'm going to try and crank up the volume. This is a new Vista laptop. We don't know how to use it yet.
Hey, Bob, your voice has changed.
Sure did. Probably he changed it to Sue.
I could tell there was a voice change, but that was about all I could pick up.
I think all I'm changing is the output, 23%. Not the speaker. Any better?
Just a tad, but it's really still very soft from this end.
Yeah, it is soft on this end as well, Sue.
Actually, it's better Sue than Robert.
Just for your info, I cleared out that my memos, but it's still sticking on me. But let me go on. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to monopolize this, but I was walking home. And I had the receiver in my pocket at about waist level. When I entered the side street, which is Lincoln Avenue, it consistently was giving me the parallel street to the right of Lincoln Avenue, which was farther from my receiver. In other words, the street closest to the receiver that was parallel was not the street I was getting. It was the street farther from the receiver, parallel on the right-hand side. I've never seen that happen before. Any explanation?
It sounds like you might be, because of the receiver being in your pocket, you might be receiving the drift from the, you know, the urban canyon effect because of it being in your pocket.
So then the best thing is really to have it up on my shoulder.
Yes, because your body, with it being in your pocket, might be interfering with the signal, and that it's not, you know, your body is between it and the sky.
Gee, I didn't know the kind of messages my body could give off. All right, let me see. I know how it says that the proximity to location is what, like 10 to 30 feet. Is it... like I was noticing today, I was always, let's see, it might say that I was near address, 78 something street, when I was actually at, maybe 90. So what I'm saying is the direction of travel or anything indicative as to whether I'm going to be ahead of the receiver address or behind the receiver address.
I think that depends on how fast you're actually walking. Most of the time, you should be right with the address or where it thinks you are. You might be a few seconds, or it might be a few seconds behind you, maybe 2 or 3 seconds behind you, because it updates every second.
So I guess what I'm asking, it's more apt to be behind me than ahead of me. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you talking about pedestrian or vehicle?
Sorry, I'm talking pedestrian.
I don't think that's correct. You're walking slower. If you're in a vehicle, I can see. So I'm guessing it should be right in front or alongside, not behind you.
Well, I just noticed today specifically that it was consistently behind me. And when I basically, for most of my route, I was traveling in one direction. Oh, it would have been north. And then when I turned for the last part of my route, west, then it took quite a while before it actually caught the street I was on. I was a little surprised that it took as long as it did. And I don't, you know, I'm not a real fast walker, but I think I was going at a decent clip. So I was a little surprised.
Okay, that has to deal with the new averaging that we do when when you're walking at slow speeds, and to get correct heading information, we now average, over a set period of time, and that making turns, you will notice that the heading takes a little bit longer to change because of the averaging. It might still think that you're going north, and you are in fact going west, and it might take 20 seconds or 30 seconds to catch up to you. Now, that's the averaging. That's not the receiver.
Oh, excellent. Okay, that does explain it. Also, Chris, is there a way, let's say I've set my virtual position to my home address, and then I was playing around looking for where another street was located, and that was great. So obviously when I turn my receiver on, when I go back into the Sendero system later, it's going to be at the end point where I was exploring. It's not going to be back at my virtual position that I had originally set. Is there any keystroke to get back to my original virtual position and not the last position that I was looking at when I previously used the GPS?
Unfortunately, no. The only way that you could do it is if you say you set your virtual position to your house and then you did another address lookup and then put yourself virtually somewhere else. If you do the undo command, which is the 2356 with space or control down arrow, it'll take you back to your last position. But that only works if you have not explored away from that second virtual position.
I'll have to play with that. But that would be, I would love to just be able to go back easily to my ultimate, because usually my home is my virtual starting point for anything. And I'd just love if that were on the wish list, if there was some way to easily get back always to that starting point.
Here's a workaround. You could create a route that is one waypoint, that is your house, and when you want to set your house as your virtual position, you'd go into virtual mode and then open that one route waypoint, one waypoint route, and then close it right away, and your virtual position will be your house.
Well, that is clever, and that is cool, and I'm going to do that. I really, thanks a lot. That's great.
Yeah, that's a neat idea.
Hi, this is Charles. That's thinking outside the box, Chris. I only popped in here for a few seconds here. I have company, and I'm about to barbecue, but I just thought I'd listen in and see what the type of questions are. And, of course, as usual, Elaine, you have awesome questions, and Chris is answering them. Sounds pretty good.
Chris's answers are far more awesome than my questions.
Actually, that was an idea I got from this camp thing at Michigan from a Trekker user.
Yeah, and we also found out that the receiver, it worked different all over your body. Right, Ali?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chris, how are you? How's everybody? Hopefully you can hear me.
Coming in, Marco.
I just have something to say. Like, when I just recently got my 4.0, and I'm using a PK2. I wonder, I'm a fast walker, and I just listened to you about the direction and the GPS or the average, it takes about 30 seconds. When I first got it, I was testing it, and I walk a good, 2 miles, right? And then when I come back, when I turn west, which is another street heading towards my house, I walked for about 2 blocks, and it was still in the same position. I was heading south, and for some reason it didn't change when I was pressing which way I was going to. It says I was going west, and it was still south and south and south.
But was your distance changing, or was it just was your distance not changing?
No, well, I wasn't doing. I didn't put a home address or anything like that. But I was playing in the GPS mode. So I was wondering if sometimes, and also this thing happens sometimes when I'm in the bus or something. It takes a long time to get south or east or whatever that is.
Could be a flaky receiver. Do you get speeds like 1.2 miles an hour, or does your speed is always zero until you reach a certain threshold, like 3 or 4 miles an hour, and then it starts recording? Because you could have got a bad receiver that doesn't work in pedestrian mode at slow speeds. Something to watch for. And if you create a replay and while you're walking around and send it to us, then we'll be able to tell if there's something wrong with your receiver or not.
How do you do that replay? I haven't played with that thing yet.
I'll let Chris explain that, and I'm gonna head off. I might pop in later, gang. All right, take care.
Thank you. Nice to meeting you.
I will answer yes, the question on the replay. If you do a space with a Q on the BT or PK and a control with or a read with Q on the QT, it will prompt you for a drive folder name, file name, and you basically tell it where you want to go, call it the file name that you want to call it, hit enter, and it will say recording GPS data to GPS replay. And that's all there is to it. And to stop it, you do a space with Q or a read with Q, or you just exit and it will stop the replay.
Okay, and then I have another question. How long it takes for the receiver to get the satellites to in order to work well?
That's all going to depend on the what the you know the everything's different. Normally it should take about a minute to get the acquisition, but that's going to depend if you turn the receiver on inside a building and then went outside, or if you let the batteries die, might take a little longer, or if you turned it off in one location and then moved several hundred miles away and turned it on in another location, it might take you a little bit longer to get your acquisition.
And I have another quick question. Do you guys have maps from Mexico? I go to Mexico. I'm from there actually, but I live here in Arizona. And I was wondering how can I get the map from Mexico?
I don't believe we currently have maps for Mexico.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm back. when I'm doing, when I'm searching for, say a restaurant, and I don't know what subcategory it's in. So I get a list of some restaurants within a certain range, and I know that it begins with a certain letter of the alphabet. Is there any way that I can go directly to that letter? That's number one. And number two, when going down that list, and I'm reading it in Braille, and I'm just not quite sure what the Braille is reading. Is there any way that I can listen letter by letter with speech?
To answer your first question, what you could do is if you are looking for a restaurant that begins with a certain letter, you can in the search string just type in that letter, and then that should narrow down your search. As far as your second question, there is no way to do it character by character, but you can do a space with dots 2-5 or a read with K, and that will spell, actually a control with K, and that will spell your last command.
Great. And yes, I have done that with the letter thing. I noticed something very weird today, though, Chris, and I don't know if anybody else. I was trying to find, make a route because tomorrow I'll be going to a community college. And when I went under college and universities, let's see what happened. It was weird. The community colleges did not come up at all. When I did went into all and put in community college. First, I did it within a 30-mile radius, and I got some community colleges. And just for the heck of it, I expanded my search. And then it lost the fact that my nearest point, it lost my nearest point that I had found previously, even though I was doing everything, you know, sequentially. Any explanation?
Yes, when you expand a point of interest search, so if you're doing a point of interest search and you have 100 points, you go down to your last point of interest and it says no other points, expand search to 2 miles, and you hit yes. That first section of search results, if you will, is gone and replaced with the second set of search results.
Oh, that's kind of wild. But any reason why community colleges wouldn't show up under college and universities?
And the next time you find that community college, do a detailed POI on it, and will actually tell you the subcategory that it is in. It might be a data issue from TelAtlas as to why they're not in the college and university subcategory. But the detailed POI command, the space with P or the read with P, will tell you that information when you find it.
Okay. Boy, you're giving me a lot of homework. And I'm going to tell you something good, though, too. I was walking home, and I've had a problem with cars parking right on the sidewalk. And so we got two choices. Either I can get killed with a dog leading me into the street where the cars are going at 50 miles an hour, or if we go on the lawn, there are rocks and trees and bushes. So, you know, I break my neck falling over rocks. So when I got home, I tried to call the police department. And I called information, I think, twice. And I did not want to use the emergency number because I don't, you know, I didn't want to block up a line for an emergency call. And they didn't give me right numbers at all. And they said, they just couldn't find anything. I went into the maps. You know, I did a search, and I found the police station number through my GPS. So I thought that was a terrific victory. And even better, when I called the police station, they agreed to cooperate with me and get that car off the sidewalk.
That's cool on both. You know, I hardly ever call information.
Also, Elaine, you may want to check. Most city now has a 311 phone number, and that will hook you up to your local municipal government operator, and you can ask for traffic. And you can check when you hang up, or just go to your phone and dial 311 and get a phone number of your local police station, and that'll tell you if they're in operation. But most city now have 311.
That's good information. I didn't know that either.
As I say, I always learn something. Thank you so much.
Yeah, matter of fact, we were just in Albuquerque for the Blind Veterans Association, and I had to look for their transportation, and I just dialed 311 and got it. And I said, boy, we use that a lot out here in L.A. So anyway, I found out. Just check it and see. It wouldn't cost you anything anyway. Well, I got to bail out because I know my wife's going to be home soon, and I got to help unload the car, and I got to feed my dog and then take him for a walk. And anyway, it was nice chatting with you, and of course, getting all the information from our favorite lady with the receiver all over her body, giving us all the helpful information. It is great to hear from her. Elaine, you're helping me out. Even though I don't say too much, I'm learning from you too. So anyway, I'm going to put the receiver in my pocket too.
A good one, Jim.
Can't wait to hear those results. Thanks. Have a good week.
I just want to know how many addresses are going to be behind me when I'm walking, and then compare that with you. And I think I'd probably be in line with you. Anyway, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. If you want to find the closest police station, for example, in our area, you can put in just select the police station category, and there's like 12 within a 5-mile radius, and I just found one within 1.98 miles of my home with their phone number. So if you ever have to get a hold of the police quickly, having a geographically based information is pretty cool.
Oh, just something really quickly that happened on Marla and I went to Circuit City today to return a product, and we took a cab and we came home, and I said to the cab driver, change for whatever, and she says, I don't have any change. I'm like, oh. She's like, well, do you want me to go get change? It's like, yeah, I do. So then she says, well, where should we go? I says, oh, the Rite Aid of over on the corner of blah blah blah. And she says, well, that's too far. And I'm thinking, okay, whatever. I don't really care because I'm not paying for it at this point because the meter was shut off. So we go down to the next street and then we make a right, okay? And we go down three super long blocks that are like, basically, it's about a half a mile from my house. And we find this little corner store, and then she comes back with our change, and then she drives us back to the house. And I said to her, I says, for your information and for the future, the Rite Aid is closer. She goes, no, it's not. I says, yeah. I says, where you took us is a half a mile away. I says, the Rite Aid is 2.2 miles, or it's like 900 feet or something. She's like, oh, well, this one seemed to be closer. I was like, yeah, okay.
That is terrific. I wish somebody had seen the expression on her face. That's great.
Chris, I have a quick question for you. For some reason, my user guy from my Breno disappeared, and I couldn't put it back on. Is there any way I can do it? I press options and U for user guy, and it says press T for table of contents or I for index. And for some reason, nothing is in there. And I was trying to read some stuff. If you can let me know how to do it.
Check your flash disk and see what space you have remaining on your flash disk, and then do a reset on your Braille note, and hopefully it will come back. If it doesn't, I would contact HumanWare tomorrow and ask them. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't know the fix.
Well, I think the space still, I think it's still the same because I just have one file and I don't know if that includes the GPS or not, but I haven't put a lot of stuff in there, so. And I did the reset button and for some reason it didn't come up and it didn't come back.
I would do a C1, C4 reset, and then if it still doesn't come back, I would contact HumanWare, send them an email, or give them a call tomorrow and explain the situation, and they'll get you up and running. Because I honestly don't know the fix to that one.
Yeah, actually I did too, because it froze the other day my PK, so I did it and it's still the same.
I apologize, but again, I couldn't hear the other part of the conversation. Chris, could you just summarize maybe?
Yes, I can do that. Marco was talking about the on his PK, he can't get access to his manual, and I basically said to him to try a hard reset, which on a PK is C1 C4, and I told him if that doesn't work to contact HumanWare, and they'll be able to set him straight.
I thank you.
I will do it tomorrow and I'm calling to call them and see what they can do about it or they can call me to install it again. I think I'm gonna leave. Nice to meeting you all and I see you guys next probably next week. Take care all.
Thanks for dropping in.
Are you guys going to do a chat next week because of the Labor Day weekend?
It's Labor Day already? Next weekend? Wow. Yeah, I suppose we can do a chat next weekend. What's the popular consensus?
It's fine with me.
Okay with me. I'm not don't have anything special going on anyway, so.
Neither do I until Monday, so that works for me.
Anyway, I've got to run, so I'll be in touch next week.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right, I have one last thing, I think. When I'm walking this particular route, again, it's a very simple route, but the and it will what I usually have set multiple repeat is the intersection notifications. Some of the intersections, the side street is only on the opposite side of the street from where I'm walking, so it will tell me that Green Avenue is so many feet away. But that's only an intersection on the right-hand side of the street, which is not where I'm walking. Would I have to, would a detailed intersection repeat give me that information that it's only on, that it's not really on my side of the street?
It should tell you that if, when you hit X, it should say right or left. Like, say you're on Main Street and South Street is on the right. So if you're walking on the right side, it'll say that it's on the right side, so you'll know you'll cross it. Now, if you're walking on the left side, and it says it's on the, you know, it says South Street only comes to the right side, then you know you're not going to be crossing that street because you're on the left side of the street. You see what I'm saying, sort of?
Yes, I see precisely, but again, with the multiple repeat, and again, I'm using the Braille, but I think I'm reading everything. It does not give me any right or left side indication. It just says I'm coming up to a particular street intersection.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, that's the look around. When the look around intersection triggers, you're right. That does not give you the side of the street, but an X or a detailed intersection would give you the side of the street. But you're right. When a look around triggers within that 200 feet from that intersection, it does not give you the side of the street. It just gives you that you're on the street and the street's coming up. I see exactly what you're saying.
Okay, so does this, and again, I'm sorry for being so dense, but does this mean then that if I want detailed information, there's no way I can get it except to use the X or the X with a space bar?
Correct. Multiple repeat, if you're multiple repeating an intersection, it should give you the detail. So if you're MX, it's giving you what you would get if you hit X. Now, what might be happening is the closer you get to that intersection, that look around kicked in and says, now on Main Street, X amount of feet to South Street. Boom, done. So that's what you're seeing on the Braille display. The next time multiple repeat X happens, it should say that South Street is on the right.
Okay, so I'm going to have to play with this, but then what I should do is make sure that look around is definitely turned off, right? And then just have, in this particular case, MX for my multiple repeat, or MX with spacebar. You know, either one of those, right?
Right. And actually, you don't have to turn all look around off. You just you go to the look around menu and turn off the announcement of intersections, and that will stop that look around intersection from triggering.
I'm going to have to really check because I thought that's what my settings were, but obviously once in a while I am wrong. So this could be one of those times, but that's something I'm definitely going to have to check into. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, with that, I think I'm going to see what other trouble I can get into, and I hope I'm not monopolizing the conversation. I apologize for doing so much talking tonight, but since it didn't seem to be too chatty, I hope I didn't override somebody else that had more important things to say. But I'll see you hopefully next week. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, and no, you did not monopolize on anything. It's good, the questions and the answers, and they will be in the archive. And on that note, I'm going to take off for the week as well.
See you next week.